March Mattress. We've got some one seat or two left in this deal here. If you get the team that wins the tournament, then you get yourself a couple $1,000 mattress from Wilson's Furniture. What we're looking for is a weird mascot. Your high school mascot. It had to have been something really weird. Brad had a purple kangaroo.
Yeah, Lake Washington's finest.
For his mascot. So if you had a strange one, Brad and I both agree, well, that's kind of an odd mascot, then we'll flip you a couple of teams. Now, we've noped a lot of people who have called in. It's got to be something strange. Lynn is out in... Lynn, you're in Squim?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know they had high schools in Squim.
But what is the...
I'm just kidding.
What is the mascot? What is it in Squim? Is that where you went to high school?
No, I went to school in Chelan.
Okay, what was the mascot?
The mountain goat.
So your mascot was a goat?
Yes.
All right, that's kind of weird. Well, no, did they use a real goat or was it a kid in a goat suit?
We had both.
So you had a kid who had to get into a goat suit?
Yes. We had lots of hunters in Chelan who had gone in the mountains and bagged a goat, and we would have their heads taxidermied and hanging in the hall. How would all of them land high?
All right, that's great.
That's a little weird.
That's good. All right, Let's give Lynn a couple of teams
that
here.
That is a little weird.
All right, Lynn, out there on the peninsula. Well, you guys had it was 80 degrees in areas of the peninsula there yesterday. Who is Lynn? Who's Lynn getting?
Well, I don't know if March Mattress is going to return to the peninsula this year with the two she got dealt. Yale.
Yale.
A 14 seed.
Wow.
Yeah. Listen to hear that. Yeah. You're not going to be any more excited about the 14 seed Northern Kentucky Norse.
Wow,
how about that nickname? The Northern Kentucky Norse.
Did you get two 14 seeds?
Yeah, you did. Why'd you do that to her?
Oh, that's awful. No, I didn't do that.
Aww.
I'm sorry, Lynn. Did you get to 80 degrees? Did you get to 80 degrees in Squim yesterday, Lynn?
It was very sunny, but it was really windy, too. Okay. So I'm not really sure how warm it was because that breeze was kind of cooling it off.
All right. Well, you guys get the sunshine pretty much year-round there in Squim. So thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right. So we have her squared away. Do you want to try to take some of these other ones here?
Yeah, sure.
Now, you got to be...
We'll put one on the vote.
Got to be tough. Brad and John, KISM. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Rob.
All right, Rob. Your high school, the name of your high school, and the mascot.
Okay, does it have to be my high school?
It has to be your high school. No, it's got to be yours. Got to be yours. Brad and John, KISM, 360-733-5476.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Rochelle.
All right, Rochelle, the name of your high school and your mascot.
Blaine, Borderite. What is the Borderite?
Yeah, the Borderite.
That is kind of weird. What is the mascot? What is the mascot of Blaine?
It's Blaine Borderite. That's it. It's the Peace Arch.
But what? So the mascot is what?
Borderite.
I know, but it's embodied by who runs out on the field
right,
or whatever.
What is it that runs out on the field? What is it?
Nothing. All we have is the Peace Arch in the gym, a picture of the Peace Arch. The Peace Arch is in front of the high school. That is it. Nothing runs out at the halftime.
They set up a little temporary Peace Arch that the team runs out and under or something like that, you would think?
Nope.
Okay, well, we're requiring a mascot, so that doesn't qualify.
I'm giving it to her. Yeah,
you got to get both of us. I'm not giving it to you. You have to have a mascot. There's no mascot.
I even petitioned for the Borderite Bulldogs, and it got turned down in high school.
She said there is no mascot. There's nothing that runs out there, so that doesn't qualify.
Well, they call it the Borderites.
That's the team name. That's the name. It's not the mascot. You got to have a weird mascot. What is this music? This sounds like almost 70s porn music.
It's CBS from NCAA from 83 to 87.
Welcome to the Kemper Open on CBS.
Kemper Open.
Lee Trevino is currently leading. Brad and John, KISM. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Rodriguez goes into the water on 17.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Trisha.
All right, Trisha, what was your mascot?
Green and gold Quincy Jackrabbits.
All right, Jack.
Quincy Jack.
All right, green and gold jackrabbits?
Yep.
Man, they were growing it good out there, okay. Weren't they, in Quincy? The Quincy Game Reserve, man. Someone dropped some seeds out there.
Okay. All right. So what was, did you put jackrabbits out onto the field, or did somebody dress in a jackrabbit costume?
Dressed in a jackrabbit costume.
Okay.
I'm Mr. Jackrabbit.
Yeah, okay. All right. I like that one, yeah. Brad. You like that one?
Yeah. I like the jackrabbit.
All right. Let's flip.
Used to go camping over in Quincy all the time. The Quincy Game Reserve, Evergreen Lake, Stan Coffin Lake, okay. The little nine-hole Quincy golf course, pulling all kinds of fish out of there.
All right. Now, what was your name?
Trisha.
Okay, Trisha. Here's your teams.
Well, you got Belmont. They won last night, so you already got a winner. They're in.
All right.
And Bruce Pearl's Auburn Tigers. They're a fifth seed, and they could go deep. So I'd be excited about Auburn. I don't know if they'll win the whole thing, but it's a good team.
Okay.
All right.
Hang on.
Sounds good to me.
Trisha.
Auburn and Belmont.
Hold on, you little jackrabbit. We got to get your information. Kendall, what was your high school mascot? You have a weird one?
Yeah, we were the Darts.
The Darts.
The Darts. Now, where did you go to high school?
From Kaysville, Utah.
What Utah?
Kaysville,
Utah?
No, K-A-Y-S-ville.
Kaysville.
Oh, Kaysville.
Yeah, a little bit north of Salt Lake.
Kaysville, Utah. And why were you the Darts?
Because it's Davis was the name of our high school, so it was the Davis Darts. The county's name is Davis.
Yeah, but I don't understand why are you
the Darts. I don't know either. I don't even know the story behind it, but the school's been there forever.
So what was the mascot?
He's like a rocket ship looking guy. He's supposed to be a dart, but it looks more like a rocket than anything else.
Okay. All right, Brad, is that weird?
Okay, sure.
Is that weird? A dart guy?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Some dart man. All right, Kendall. Well, the darts, the Davis darts or whatever it was. All right, who's he getting?
He's got the 14 seed Georgia State team. That's not going to get you too much, but you might have hit the bullseye. With the number one Duke Blue Devils.
Ooh,
very nice.
Mr. Dart.
Very nice.
Mr. Dart.
All right, Dart Boy.
He's got Duke. Dart Boy's got Duke.
We're the Darts. Thanks, Carol.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Carol, what was your high school did you go to and what was the mascot?
Oh, it was a stick of dynamite.
Yeah, that's not happening anymore, probably. Now,
what high
school was it?
Glendale High School in Glendale, California.
The what? The Dynamite? That was the name of the school?
The Dynamiters.
The Dynamiters?
The Dynamiters.
Was there any reason for that? Or?
You know, I don't know.
Did you have mines that you were blowing up, or was there...
every so often. No,
be like one of those big plungers that they have to push down or something like that?
Okay.
But the stick of dynamite was really cute. It had a cute face on it.
Okay. All right. That's a good one.
Okay.
Let's get you a couple teams. Vermont, they won they didn't play last night. But it's the 13 seed Vermont. The Catamounts, is that who that is? I don't know.
If you say so.
Okay. And the Central Florida, number 9 Central Florida. They got a kid on their team that is 7'6". I mean, he can dunk it without even jumping.
Yikes. Ah.
So, you know, he might get him somewhere.
All right.
He looks like Manute Bull out there.
Carol, she was a hot stick of dynamite back in her high school days. And she's
it sure was.
Central Florida and Vermont. Thank you. Thank you very much, Carol.